श्री गौरवाणी प्रचारी ने निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश उतारी ने। बोलो श्री प्रभुपाद की। सो लास्ट वीक वी वर सेलिब्रेटिंग राधाष्टमी, सो आई एम इन द सेम मूड, यू नो, सो आई एम गोइंग टू कंटिन्यू टॉकिंग अबाउट श्रीमती राधा रानी, इफ इट इज ओके विथ यू। सो देन लाउडली से हरि बोल। And if the time permits, I've chosen a wonderful song, Radha Kripa Kataksha, and is spoken by Lord Shiva to Mother Parvati in the Urdhva Manya Tantra. So if the time permits, we'll sing this bhajan also. First of all, I want to offer my respectful obeisances to the senior Vaishnavas, like Srila Prabhupada disciples, and thank you very much for giving me an opportunity, or I will do some realization. Thank you so much for your presence. Your presence means a lot to me. Now let's offer our respectful obeisances to our spiritual masters. Then if you know these verses, please chant with me. ओम अज्ञानं तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मायं ददाति स्वापदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साधवैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं। श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो श्रीमती राधारानी, हुई श्रीमती राधारानी, यस। सो श्रीमती राधारानी, वी विल टॉक अबाउट that she is a see, Krishna has three potencies. He's a omniscient, this is three O's. Omniscient means knower of all everything. Then omnipresent is all pervading, Vasudevam Sarvamiti. And omnipotent, all potency, has all the potency. And in that, Lord describes in here is a three energies. That means he is a three shakti drika. Three energies. So primarily, his three energies are internal, external, and marginal. So in internal, and that's where we are going to talk about the internal potency of Krishna. Marginal means tatastha. That's what all the living entities are. That means we are. It's external. External means this prakriti, this maya. You see this material world. And internal, that's what is antaranga shakti, internal pleasure potency. And in that pleasure potency, displayed by three spiritual modes. Like in outer world, this material world is displayed by three modes of material nature, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, and mode of goodness, like that. But in the spiritual modes, it is Sandhini Shakti. See, Krishna is the Satchid Ananda. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchid Ananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. So that Sat Chit Ananda potency, that's what it's represented. You know, Jiva Goswami says that in Bhagavad Sandarbha, he says that the transcendental potency of Supreme Personality Godhead, which he maintains his existence, is called Sandini Shakti. So Sandini means that is represented by Sat, all eternity. He is eternal. Krishna is eternal. That's his potency. And then the second one, Sandini. And then the first one is Sandini, second is Samvit. And that is the transcendental potency by which he knows himself and causes others to know him, is called Samvit. And that is his Chit potency. Chit potency is all knowledgeable. And the last one, the transcendental potency by which he knows himself and causes others to know him, is called Samvit. Alahadini. And the third one is the transcendental potency by which Krishna enjoys transcendental bliss and causes his devotee to have bliss is called Ladini or Alahadini. It's called Ananda. It's all bliss. So, this Aladini Shakti is our Srimati Radhika, internal pleasure potency. So, that's what we are going to talk about. So, Srimati Radharani, there is very nice anecdote about Radharani. Who would like to know that wonderful story about the... So, then you have to say, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe. Today, since we are going to talk about Radharani. So, Radharani's birthplace is called Rawal. Rawal is a place, it's still there. Whenever you go to Parikrama Vrindavan, the Parikrama of Vrindavan and the other places, then this Rawal, which is 9 kilometers away from Vrindavan. That's where Radharani born. And how? Radharani's father's name is Vrishabhanu. Radharani's mother's name is Kirti Dasundari. Radharani has one younger sister, and that is her younger sister's name is Anangamanjari. Anangamanjari and Radharani has an elder brother, he's called Sridhama. Sridhama is also the friend of Lord Shri Krishna. Krishna has Ashtasakha, means 8 principal friends. So out of that, one is Sridhama. Anyway, so that particular place, one day in the morning, on the 8th day of waxing moon, last week was the 8th, it's called Ashta, Arthi. What is that called? 8th day. What is that called, Leelavati? Ashtami, right? Right. That was the Ashtami, Bhadra Ashtami, Sukla Paksh, Bhadra Ashtami. That's where Srimati Radharani born. So, when Rishabhanu was offering the prayers in the morning in the Vrindavan and in this Rawal place by the Jamuna River, then he found a wonderful lotus, golden lotus. And in that lotus, he found this baby Radharani. So he brought baby Radharani. This, he thought this is the mercy of Lord Krishna. So he brought that baby Radharani into his house. And then he found that baby Radharani wouldn't open the eyes. So he was a little morose, you know, that this wonderful, beautiful girl, little baby, not opening the eyes. So he thought she is blind. So what happened? Meanwhile, Lord Brahma came and told Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, because you had performed wonderful, several severe austerity, that's why you have this wonderful girl as a gift, because of your austerity. Meanwhile, Narad Muni came and told Vrishabhanu and Kirtida that you still need, even though this little baby is not opening her eyes, you still have to perform the birthday ceremony and rest of the rituals. So, Vrishabhanu said, okay. And then he performed the wonderful ceremony, the rituals of birthday of Srimati Radharani. So what happened? other side of the river, Yamuna River, that's where is this Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. They invited them also with baby Krishna. So baby also Krishna came along with them. So Radharani was in that crib, and here our Nutcut Krishna crawling and then went to the crib where Radharani was sleeping, the baby Radharani was sleeping. And Radharani, as soon as she smelled Krishna's body's odor, you know, very wonderful scene, you know, Krishna has very wonderful body here, you know, in material world, you know, we smell ourselves, you know, we say, no bad, no good. But Krishna has, you know, very nice fragrance. So as soon as Radharani smelled that, she opened her eyes, and that's where she saw her beloved, her eternal consort, her sweetheart, Lord Shri Krishna, baby Krishna. So that's where how Radharani opened, and she didn't want to see anything else. She wanted to see her eternal consort first. So she opened her eyes, and then everybody was, you know, very happy. Now, so that's a story given in several Puranas. Now, without Radharani's mercy, one cannot attain Krishna's mercy. Without Radharani's mercy, we cannot attain Krishna's mercy. So, this is from Narada Purana. So, I'm going to read this one sloka, one verse. Repeat after me, huh? Satyam, satyam, puna satyam. Loudly, loudly. Come on, friends, please. Satyam, satyam, puna satyam. Satyam eva puna puna. Vina radha prasadena. Mat prasado na vidyate. So translation, this is spoken by Lord Shri Krishna. And he's speaking to to Narada. O Narada, I tell you truly, truly, again, truly, truly, again and again. Satyam, satyam, puna satyam. Satyam eva puna puna means again and again. Without the mercy of Srimati Radharani, one cannot attain my mercy. So this Radharani is very special for all of us. And particularly we are in Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya. Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya with the worshipper of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. It's no other than Radha Krishna. Now, I will explain the glory of Srimati Radharani's name. Who would like to know that? Radha. Radha. Two letters. Wonderful letters. And this is from the Brahma Vivarta Purana. Brahma Vivarta Purana. There are three verses I selected. So, you don't need to repeat after me, but it's a little difficult. So, it says, Ra sabdo charanada eva spito bhavati madhava. Ra sabdo charanada eva spito bhavati madhava. Da sabdo charata paschad dhatvati vasa sambrahma. Meaning, translation? Simply by vibrating, Ra sabdo uchara, uchara. Like, you know, say we see in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Bhagavana uvacha, so that gopi uchu, uchu means speaking. So says, Ra sabdo uchara, sabda means that word, Ra. Simply by vibrating the sound Ra, see Krishna's ecstatic jubilation fully blooms. Simply upon hearing the sound dha, ra, dha, everybody say ra, dha. Sound dha, he chases after vibrator. So Krishna is going to chase you right now. Again, say ra, dha. So again, let me repeat that. Simply by vibrating the sound ra, see Krishna's ecstatic jubilation fully blooms. The sound dha, he chases after vibrator, with great awe and reverence. In other words, when we chant Radha with love and devotion, Krishna, he becomes so enlightened, so jubilant, and he goes after you, and he will offer his respectful obeisance, because we are chanting Radharani's name. Radha, those two wonderful syllables. Second, Rasabdam kurvata statro dadami bhaktim uttamam dasabdam kurvata paschad yami shravana lobata. So Lord Krishna proclaims again in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, the moment I hear the sound Ra from anyone's lips, I grant them my supreme prema bhakti. But the next moment, when I hear the sound Dha, Radha, everyone. Next moment, when I hear the sound Dha, I completely lose myself and become intoxicated in Radha Nam. Because of my great longing to hear the name of my beloved, and what is that? I run after that devotee who chant Radha Nam. Say, Krishna is going to run after when we chant Radha's Nam. Third one, Radheti evam cha samsiddha ra karo dana vachakaha nirvanam dha nirvanam cha tad datri tena radha pratikirta. Meaning, translation, the holy name of Radha is fully accomplished in perfection as follows. The syllable Ra denotes dana. Dana means charity. Bestower of a gift, charity, and the syllable Dha indicates nirvana or liberation. Thus, she who mercifully bestow a gift of liberation into the eternal kingdom is called Radha. Everyone say Radha. Now, in Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi, verse number 96, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, he is the uncle of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. There are six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and one of them, the Goswamis, is Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So he says, what he says? Sa radheti sada hriday spuratu me vidya para divya akshara. Divya akshara. Divya means very transcendental. So what he says, let the name of Sri Radha, Sa radheti, Sa means let the name of Sri Radha in which the two divine syllables are embodied and which personifies para vidya means the ultimate truth, eternally shine in my heart. So, Srimati Radharani is the mother of the universe, okay? And she is the spiritual matter of all the souls. Spiritual mother of all the souls, you know. Sri Ramad Radharani and all gopis are expanded. See, all the gopis are expanded from Srimati Radharani. All the goddesses of fortune expanded from Srimati Radharani. All the eternal consorts of all the avataras expanded from Srimati Radharani. And the queen of Dwarka also expanded from Srimati Radharani. So she is the mother of the whole universe. So that's our Srimati Radharani. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions, you know, in his Krishna book, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of gopis. In Vrindavan, there are thousands and thousands of gopis. Out of that, 108 gopis are very prominent. These are more prominent, I would say. And out of that 108, 10 is more prominent. Prominent gopis. Gopis means damsels of that Vrajadham, damsels of Vrindavan. And out of that, 10 gopis, 2 gopis are very prominent, very, very prominent. And out of those two gopis, one gopi is the most prominent. And who is that, the most prominent gopi? It's our Radharani. Now you'd like to know who are the other rest of the gopis? Then you have to say again, Radha, Radha, Radhe, Radhe. Jor se, prem se, bhav se. So the other nine gopis are, those two prominent gopis, one is Radharani and second is Chandravali. Second is Chandravali. Those other eight gopis, starting with Tungavidyaji, Chitraji, Champakladaji, Lalitaji, Vishakhaji, Indulekhaji, Rangadeviji and Sudeviji. This is the same order I just recited. How many people have you been to Mayapur? Mayapur. And what is the deity's name in Mayapur? Who can tell me? Name of the deity? Radha Madhav. Very good. And Radha Madhav, with that Radha Madhav, there are Ashtasakhis, right? So, if you're facing the deities, if you look at from the left side, it's Tungavidyaji, Chitraji, Champaklataji, Lalitaji, and then Madhavji, then Radharani, and then Lalitaji, Vishakhaji, Indulekhaji, Rangadeviji, and Sudeviji. So those are eight principal Sakhis of Srimati Radharani. Now, let's talk, since we talk about Sakhis, you know, Krishna, then we don't want to, Krishna, we want to glorify Krishna also. He's Ashtasakhas. Who would like to know the names of Ashtasakha of Lord Shri Krishna? They are primary Krishna's Ashtasakha. Who would like to know? Then what do you have to say? Loudly, prem se, with love. Right. So the first one is Ujjvala. Second is Arjuna. Not the same Arjuna as his friend in Pandava Arjuna. Not the same. But this is a Krishna's Balasakha. Krishna's cowherd boys in Krishna Leela. So Ujjvala, then Arjuna, then Gandharva, then Stoka Krishna, then Madhumangala. This Madhumangala is a Brahmin friend of Krishna, and he is a small cowherd boy, and he has a big choti, big shikha, and he wears a nice dhoti, and his dhoti is always get loose, you know. And then he holds one stick, always, you know, and he limps a little bit. By the way, he is a son of Sandipani Muni. Now, you know who is Sandipani Muni is? Sandipani Muni is the teacher of Lord Shri Krishna. They were from Ujjain, Avantika. At that time, it was the name of the place is Avantika. Now, today's name is Ujjain. So we still have that Sandipani Munish ashram in Ujjain. Whenever you go to Ujjain, please go there. And we have a nice, wonderful ISKCON temple. My Guru Maharaj made that excellent, excellent temple, Radha Madan Mohan. Very nice temple. And we have an arch vigraha of Sandipani Muni Rishi in that temple as well. So where Sudama, Balram and Krishna, you know, studied in Ujjain, in that place. So that Madhumangala is the son of this Sandipani Muni Rishi. So that, this Radharani, she's an embodiment of Mahabhav. Mahabhav means Madanakhya Mahabhav. That is the highest one can have that kind of ecstasy. Now, but then the question asks, you know, that in Bhagavatam, which is a Amalapuranam. Amalapuranam means, you know, it's a ripened fruit of all Puranas. Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. It's a very famous verse in Bhagavatam. And it's a spotless Purana. And then why then in that case, if the Radharani is so important to Krishna? See, Sukadeva Goswami has narrated those first canto to 10th canto so nicely, but he never mentioned Srimati Radharani's name. He described the first and second canto is Krishna's lotus feet. Third and fourth canto is Krishna's thighs. Fifth canto is Krishna's abdomen. Sixth canto is Krishna's chest. Seventh and eighth canto is Krishna's arm. He described very nicely. And then ninth canto is Krishna's neck. And finally, the tenth canto, where all the essence of all Krishna's lila and Krishna's pastimes has been described, recited very nicely by Sukadeva Goswami. But he never mentioned the tenth canto, which is the face of Krishna, the tenth canto represents. He never mentioned Srimati Radharani's name. So why? This is a very logical question. So let's go one step back. Who was this Sukadeva Goswami in his previous life? See, Sukadeva Goswami's previous life, he was a parrot of Srimati Radharani. Sukadeva Goswami was a parrot, pet. And Radharani was holding on her left hand, the parrot, you know, in the finger. And then Sukadeva Goswami, and then Radharani and Sukadeva, and that parrot, they talk. Radharani gives her this nice description in the scriptures, you know, with the Rasika. this disciplic succession acharyas, that Radharani is feeding that parrot pomegranate seeds. And then Radharani is talking to that parrot, say Krishna's name, bolo Krishna, bolo Krishna, bolo Krishna, please chant Krishna's name, Krishna's name. So that parrot will repeat that, whatever Radharani is teaching her, teaching that parrot. So that Sukadeva Goswami, so when Radharani folded her leela, this mortal world leela, or pastimes, and then she went back home, back to God with Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, she ordered this parrot to stay behind in this material world. So what happened, this parrot, you know, because he is always used to hear wonderful stories of Krishna and Radha, and is always witnessing the Radha and Krishna's very amorous pastimes in lot of several kunja gullies, kunjas. He was kind of morose. He was sad not to hear Radharani's and Krishna's pastimes. So he was flying, and he went to Kailash, Mount Kailash, where Lord Shiva and Parvati resides. So at that time, Lord Shiva was reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam to Mother Parvati. So Mother Parvati was listening those wonderful stories, and Shiva was reciting those stories. And then what happened, you know, Mother Parvati, she fall asleep. Like in ISKCON, you know, there is a joke, you know. As soon as Om Namo Bhagavate starts, people, they fall to sleep. And as far as Sarira Vidya Jal starts, people, they start wake. Oh, yes, prasadam time now. So, see, the thing is, this is Krishna's pastimes. When you describe Krishna's pastime, it's so sweet, you tend to fall asleep, you know, falling asleep. But anyway, Mother Parvati, she, and then there was a condition that she has to say, acknowledging whatever Lord Shiva is saying. So, since Mother Parvati, and then this parrot is, you know, on the bird, on this bird, parrot bird, he was on that tree and listening to that katha, that wonderful story of Krishna's pastimes. So as soon as Parvati started, you know, lost off, this parrot's trying to recognize him. So Lord Shiva continued the story. So then after a certain time, Lord Shiva found out that Parvati, he saw that he was sleeping. Then who is acknowledging my story? You know, who is saying And then he looked around. Lord Shiva looked around and he found that parrot. Hey, you are not supposed to be here. This is very confidential pastimes, very amorous pastimes. You're not supposed to be here. So that bird flew, but Lord Shiva says no. Then he went after that bird with a trident. With this, Shiva has this trident, right? You recall that. Shiva has a trident. Try to kill that parrot. So parrot flew. And then, here is Vyasadeva's wife. She was yawning at that time. So that parrot went in and went into the womb of Vyasadeva's wife. And he stayed. And here, Lord Shiva came after that parrot, tried to kill that parrot. So Vyasadeva said, now he is under my shelter. I cannot let you do anything. Now he is already in the womb of my wife. I cannot have him. You cannot have him. So Lord Shiva left that place. So this parrot, that parrot bird, he stayed in the womb of Vyasadeva's wife for how many years? 18 years. 18 years Sukadeva Goswami stayed in the mother's womb. And then when he came, he left home. Like in United States, you know, as soon as you are 18, you are out, right? But not, anyway. So that particular, but I'm going to read one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And that Srimad Bhagavatam verse tells you a little bit about that Sukadeva Goswami did mention, not directly, but indirectly, Radharani's name. Who would like to know that? Then what you have to say? Radhe, Radhe. Loudly. Radhe, Radhe. Yes. See, whatever you have uttered this Radha's name, Krishna is going to come after you. Do you know that? Okay. Although Srila Sukadeva explained the most intimate pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, he did not mention the name of Radharani. From this we can understand. See, we are so fortunate. We can understand that Srimati Radharani's name is very secret identity. Actually, she is very secret identity. Sukadeva Goswami only indirectly mentioned Srimati Radharani's name. Now that particular verse I'm talking about is in the 10th canto, 30th chapter and text number, the verse number, sloka number is 28. And it says, Anya aradito nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishvaraha Yanno Vidya Govindaha Pritoyam Anyadaraha Anya aradito nunam Bhagavan Harihi Ishvaraha. See here three names. Bhagavan Hari Ishvaraha. Bhagavan means possessor of all six opulent. Harihi, the one who takes out all inauspicious things from you. And Ishvara, the supreme controller. Ishvara Paramakrishna. Yanno vidhaya Govindaha. Again, Krishna's name Govindaha. In this three verse there are four names recited by. Pritoyam Anyadaraha. Now, translation is, certainly this particular gopi, so this is, who is speaking this? All the gopis, other gopis other than Srimati Radharani, they're speaking among each other. That certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her, that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Purport, Srila Prabhupada says here, purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, because it's the 10th canto. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that the word aradhitaha, do you see something similar here? Anya aradhitaha. Do you see some glimpse of little bit of Radha in that? Ah, Radha aradhitaha. Okay, we'll talk about that. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the word aradhitaha refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments, the sage Sukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden. But now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth that he has spoken her, but indirectly, very important, that he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy. And thus the word aradhitaha is like the rambling of the cattle drum sounded to the announcer her great fortune. So here there is a one word which reveals the identity of Srimati Radharani. That word is the first word of the verse Anya Aradhito. It is the combination of two words, Anya and Aradhitaha. Do we find Srimati Radharani here? Yes? Right? Anya means by her, and Aradhita means perfectly worshipped. By the way, the name of Radha means the one who perfectly worships Krishna. The best. The best worshipper is Srimati Radharani. And that's why the meaning of Radha is also there. And then, so we find Radha there. So this Radha is coming from the word Aradhana. Aradhana means the one who worships Krishna the best. Which means perfect worship. So Sukadeva Goswami is describing the gopis in Vrindavan. But of the gopis, there is one particular group, gopi, who is very special to her service to Krishna. Krishna was so pleased with her service that although he was dancing with all the gopis, Krishna left all of them and went away with her. And that is our Srimati Radharani. Bolo Srimati Radharani ki jai. Now there are a couple of points, you know, which I would like to present. Is it okay if I go 5 minutes over with your permission? 10 minutes. Who said that? Oh, 10 minutes. Thank you, Prabhu. Are you right now with Srimati Radharani and Krishna? Yes? Then you have to say it loudly and with love and devotion. Radha, Radhe, Radhe. Okay. So, the reason he didn't mention Srimati Radharani, Sukadeva Goswami, is this. If Sukadeva, okay, there is a, again, Brahma Vivarta Purana, it says one very nice slok which I picked up for you. Sri Radha Nama Mantrena Murcha Sena Meshika Bhaveta. Sri Radha Nama Mantrena Murcha. Murcha means Murchit. Murchit. Murchit means you become in trance. Murchit means you are in trance. Sena mesi ke bhaveta no uccharata. No uccharata. No means no, not. Uccharata means speaking or reciting. Mataspastam parikshita hita kina muni. For the benefit of parikshita. Parikshita means Parikshit Maharaj. Now here, let's go back to that where Parikshit Maharaj was supposed to be leaving this planet. He got cursed. Right? By his Sringi Muni, that he is going to be beaten by a snake, Takshasa snake, in 7 days. Right? So, Sukadeva Goswami is reciting for 7 days. And Parikshit Maharaj is hearing. Shravanam Kirtanam, that is doing there, right? Is happening there. So, if the meaning of this particular verse, if Sukadeva Goswami uttered the name of Srimati Radharani, Sukadeva Goswami, that's a pet parrot. You know, from Radharani's pet. If he would have uttered that name of Srimati Radharani, he would have at once remembered Radhika's pastimes. Due to the Radha Prema, he would become fixed in remembering her pastimes and activities in the service of her beloved Krishna. Then he would have internally fixed on Krishna and Radha's externally inert. He would have internally fixed on Radha Krishna and externally he would have been trance. He would have been inert for 6 months. That's the reason. That's that mantra from Brahma Vaivarta Purana. So he would not have given that in order to have that benefit for Maharaj Parikshit. He didn't utter the word of Srimati Radharani. For the benefit. Otherwise he would have gone in trance, then what would have happened? Then Parikshit Maharaj would not have the Shravanan and then he would not have gone back to Godhead. Just by reciting those 7 days, hearing about Krishna's pastimes, In 7 days, he went back home, back to Godhead. But it is Radharani is very special for all of us. We are very fortunate that we can utter this holy name of Srimati Radharani. Aren't we very fortunate? Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe. One more time. Radhe Radhe. It is due to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we are able to understand Srimati Radharani's bhav. There is one nice Vaishnava Thakur sang a bhajan. He wrote a bhajan. It's called Vasudev Ghosh. There were three brothers in Gaura Leela. Now I'm taking you back to Gaura Leela. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the color of Srimati Radharani and the mood of Srimati Radharani. But he is none other than Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Eki Atma Dui Deyadhari. Radha Krishna Eki Atma. Atma, they are together. Dui means two separate. Deha, separate bodies. Dhari. Anyone Vilasarasa Aswadana Kari. Anyone means each other, transcendental mellows. To enjoy that transcendental mellows, they have separated themselves at Radha and Krishna. So they can enjoy each other. So the point I'm trying to make is due to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this Vasudev Ghosh, he wrote a very nice sentence. Yadi gaura na hoito, tabe ki hoito, kemone hari damade. Very nice famous verse, bhajan. Radhera mahima premarasa sima jagate jano to ke. So means, if Lord Gauranga, so it's all questions. He wrote this. This is the first stanza of that particular bhajan. He says, if Lord Gauranga, Gaura Sundara had not appeared as the Yuga Avatar in this age of Kali, then what would have happened to all of us? How could we have tolerated living? So this is another ecstasy of this Vasudev Ghosh. And he said further, he says, who in this universe would have ever known about the topmost limit of the loving sentiment, loving mellows of Srimati Radharani, if you would not have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? If you would not have descended. Descend means the one who takes, avatar means the one who descends. If you have not descended, then we would not have understood the Radha's mahima, Radha's wonderful mellows, the spiritual mellows and loving exchanges between Radha and Krishna. So, this Radha Tattva is, you know, due to the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada also. And without Srila Prabhupada, see, if you chant that holy name, who has given us this holy name? Srila Prabhupada, right? In that holy name, what is that holy name, Prabhu? 16 words holy name. Everybody? Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna! Hare
Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Oh, energies of the Lord. And like, you know, in the beginning I mentioned this Alhadini Shakti. Oh, energies of the Lord. This is what when we chant the holy name. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! What should be our mood? What we are chanting? We are chanting, O Radharani, Hara, means Radharani. O energies of the Lord, all attractive, Krishna. O reservoir of all pleasure, I beg you, I plead you, I humbly surrender to you. Please, 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 keep me engaged in your devotional service, life after life, birth after birth. That's what the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, in a nutshell. So it's due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are able to chant this holy name. And when we chant, when we vibrate that, Rupa Goswami says, why I have only one tongue? Why I cannot have 1,000 tongues where I can vibrate this holy name? Why I have only 2 ears when only from within these 2 years I can hear this, but why cannot I have so many years where I can listen the glories or hear the glories of Radha and Krishna? So that kind of bhav, that kind of that we can get it from India. India is not just a geography, but it is a vision. It is a experience. When you go to India, when you go to Vrindavan, what kind of experience we get? Wonderful experience, right? Pastimes, love, we get love. So that's a knowledge. We get knowledge of nirvana, or knowledge of liberation, knowledge of love, of this Radharani's personified love. Radharani is a, love means what? She is a personification of love. Word love. Love comes from Srimati Radharani. So, Srila Prabhupada also a pure devotee of Srimati Radharani. And then Srila Prabhupada mentions one place that my father, Gaura Mohan De, my father received so many saintly people at our house, and to everyone he always tells them, please kindly bless my son so that he may become a servant of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada's father always tells that. Because, you know, Prabhupada's father was very, very pious person, so he invites so many saintly people. And then, in board, you know, Jaladuta, when Prabhupada came, he wrote two poems. You remember that? You know, we have in Vaishnava songbook, two poems. The second one is this poem, he said, and the translation is, I emphatically say to you, all brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. Krishna taba punya habe bhai. E punya kori be jhabe. Radharani khushi habe. Dhruva ati boli tomatai. Krishna taba punya habe bhai. This is written in Bengali. Radharani, when we please Radharani, then we'll get Krishna. Then we can please Krishna. So that's what I have. There is one more anecdote, you know, I would like to share with you, but time is running out. Now, Prabhu, you said that I have five more minutes. So should we sing this bhajan? Is it okay? So, can someone volunteer pass out these flyers? I mean, the song sheets. Thank you, Mata. Now we are talking about those Ashtasakhis, Ashtasakhas, and Ashtaqueen, principal queens of Dwarka. Would you like to know those names of the, since we are talking about Ashta? Yes? Ashta, principal queens of Dwarka. I will give those names. First is Rukmini. You see this one here? Wonderful, with the Rukmini Dwarkadish. Bolo Rukmini Dwarkadish ki. Yeah. First is Rukmini. Then Satyabhama. Then third is Jambavati. Then fourth is Kalindi, which is Yamunaji. Fifth is Mitravinda. Sixth is Bhadra. Seventh is Satyaji. And last one is Lakshmanaji. So eight. Those are the eight principal Ashta queens of Dwarka. Anyway, this is the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavar Raja. This is spoken by Lord Shiva to Mother Parvati. It's a very nice bhajan. Munindra Vrinda Vandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vaktra Pankaje Nikunja Bhuvilasini everyone. Minda vandite triloka shoka harini
प्रसन्नवक्रपंकजे निकुञ्जभुविलासिनी मुनीन्द्रवृन्दवन्दिते त्रिलोकशोकहारिणी प्रसन्नवक्रपंकजे निकुञ्जभुविलासिनी व्रजेन्द्रभानुनन्दिनी व्रजेन्द्रसूनुसङ्गते कदा करिष्यसि ह मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम् व्रजेन्द्रभानु व्रजेन्द्रसूनुसङ्गते कदा करिष्यसि ह मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम् अशोकवृक्षवल्लरी वितानमण्डपास्थिते प्रवल्लवालपल्लव प्रभानु अङ्घ्रिकोमले अशोकवृक्षवल्लरी वितानमण्डपस्थिते प्रवालवालपल्लव प्रभानु आङ्घ्रिकोमले वराभयास्फुरत्करे प्रभूतसम्पदालये कदा करिष्यसि ह मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम् वर करे प्रभूतसम्पदालये कदा करिष्यसि ह मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम् अनङ्गरङ्गमङ्गल प्रसङ्गभङ्गुराभ्रुवम् सविभ्रमां सभ्रमां दृगन्तबाणपातनै अनङ्गरङ्गमङ्गल प्रसङ्गभङ्गुराभ्रुवम् सविभ्रमां सभ्रमां दृगान्तबाणपातनै निरन्तरां वशीकृत प्रतीतनन्दनन्दने कदा करिष्यसि ह मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम् निरन्तरां वशीकृत कदा करिष्यसि ह मां कृपाकटा कदा करिष्यसि ह मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम् कदा करिष्यसि कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम्
I have one more, you don't have it, so you want me to sing it? I will sing that. Tadida
suvana champak pradipta gaura vigrahe mukha prabha prasata koti sarande dumandale vichitra chitra sancharach चकोरसावलोचने कदा करिष्यसि ह मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम् कदा करिष्यसि हमाम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम कदा करिष्यसि हमाम एवरीवन कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम वन मोर टाइम कदा करिष्यसि हमाम
सो The translation is, I have a detailed translation that is a little bit abbreviated, so I'm going to read the detailed translation. O Srimati Radhika, now who is speaking? Who is reciting these verses? Lord Shiva, very good. And he's speaking these reciting verses to whom? Mother Parvati, very good. So he's saying, O Srimati Radhika, Sukadev, Narada, Uddhava, and all the topmost munis are always offering vandana prayers to your lotus feet, remembering you and praying for your seva miraculously removes all the miseries, sins, offenses of the three spheres. Who would like to have this benediction? Miraculously remove all the miseries, sins, offenses of the three spheres. Yes? So say, Radhe, Radhe. Your joyful face blooms like a lotus and you delight in pastimes in the kunjas of Raja. You are the daughter of Rishabhanu Maharaj and are the dearly beloved of Brajendra Nandana, with whom you always perform Vilasa. When? Now, Lord Shiva says, when, oh when, will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? See, he says, kada karishyasi hamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. He is not even asking the direct glance of Srimati Radharani. Just the sidelong glance, kataksha. Just like, you know, sometimes we watch somebody like this. That kind of sidelong glance. And if we get that kind of sidelong glance, yes, we have hit the home run. Hari Bol. Second one. You dwell in a pavilion made of creepers climbing upon Ashoka trees. Your soft lotus feet are like lustrous red coral, newly sprouted leaves, and the rising sun. Your lotus hands are always eager to fulfill the cherished aspiration of your devotees and to grant the benediction of fearlessness. You are the abode of proud divine treasures and opulences. O Srimati Radhika, when, oh when, will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? That's a question mark. Third one. In the immensely auspicious drama enacted with the loving playfulness, Prema Vilasa, on the amorous battlefield, your eyebrows curving like bows suddenly unleash the arrows of your sidelong glances, piercing Nanda Nandana with amorous delusion and bringing him into reverential submission. In this way, he eternally comes under your complete control. Who comes under complete control? All attractives become attracted to whom? Radharani. And he is under complete control. O Radhika, when, oh when, will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? The last one. The glistening, fair complexion of limbs like lightning gold and champaka flowers and shining brilliance of your face defeats even the effulgence of billions of autumn's full moons. And your eyes, restless like chakora birds, display astonishingly new and wonderful expressions at every moment. O Srimati Radhika, when, oh when, will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Bolo Srimati Radharani ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.